Okay. I think it's 6 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. Could we all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Except me.
Except Richard, he's going to spill
I
his
can
coffee.
Do it. I can do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Can we have roll call, please? Kelly? Is the town clerk there?
Here we go.
Good morning.
Okay, start again.
Councilor Horning.
You. Are you here?
Present.
Supervisor Phillips.
Present. Did you do the first two already?
Yes.
Okay, it was blanked out, so I didn't hear it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I just had to take one setting quickly.
Okay. Well, welcome everybody. We have Mr. Grasso on. I don't know if Craig Pettis is there or not, but we're here for the public hearing to discuss the possibility of getting a town truck and the grant information Mr. Grasso will be sharing with us. Jay, do you want to start in?
Yep, it'll be very brief. The purpose of the meeting is something that the town had to post per USDA, United States Department of Agriculture requirements. To let members of the public know that this is something that you're looking at the possibility of doing. And basically, if people have questions about how the USDA process works, that's what I'm here to do. Typically not too many members of the public respond to this sort of thing or even show up if the meetings were in person like in the old days. Do we have anybody that signed up from the public on this meeting that has had questions about the USDA process?
Don't know that we advertised it that way.
You did.
We did? Okay.
Yeah, it was in your paper of record.
All right. I don't know if anybody signed. They didn't through me. Okay.
That's pretty typical.
Heavy snow, and it did cross parts of upstate New York.
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing whoever that was that just spoke.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that was either. You want me to continue?
Go ahead.
Okay. As is typical, a lot of people don't show up for this sort of thing. Just a quick rehash of the Community Facilities Loan Grant Program. It's a program for municipalities to purchase any number of things. One of those things, being highway department vehicles. The length of the loan portion of this is for the lifespan of the equipment. So if the average truck lasts 15 years, then it's a 15-year loan. If it's 20, then it's a 20-year loan. If it's 10, it's a 10-year loan. There is no prepayment penalty. So if you pay it off early, there's no interest charge, or penalty like a bond or a bank loan. The interest rate right now, I get to double check, it was sitting at 1.75%. So it's below market rate. And typically, although we won't know until we get a little more in the weeds on it, there will be a grant portion that USDA typically gives. And we're actually in the right time of year to be doing this. Their fiscal budget year started October 1. That budget passed. USDA has been funded. So it's not like there's a shutdown or anything like that. They have their funding for this year. If we were to wait till summertime, you might not get it because the funding wouldn't be there. So we're in a pretty good position right now if you decide to move forward. it's just basically more affordable than a bank or a bond. And, you know, you get a grant on top of it. It's a great program, and it should be utilized a little more. The fact that you did a median household income survey, or that I did for you a couple of years ago, we utilize in the application to show that the community is at hardship, and hardship is what determines the grant. So I think we'll be okay as far as grant funding goes. Eric Johnson up in Watertown, the USDA rep, is well aware of it and what we're doing. And he's been fantastic and helpful. The highway department, Craig and the town clerk, everybody's been fantastic with any information that I've needed for USDA. So thank you to everybody. And if there's any questions, I'll take them now.
Well, what you said, the lifespan, unfortunately, a few of the trucks that we have, the lifespan wasn't very long. How can they judge the lifespan if you don't know how long the truck is going to last?
It's based on an industry standard.
So what are we looking at?
My guess would be 10 to 15 years.
Okay. And how much money are you talking about?
We've got some different quotes. I don't have it in front of me. It's all spread out on a table in my office. In my actual office, you're talking, approximately $250,000
for a truck.
Yeah, I believe so. Craig would be able to answer that better. That's not untypical.
That's $250,000, right?
When you start adding all the equipment you needed for plowing and salting and they're not cheap.
No, bear with me. I'm ignorant to that because I've never done it before with a new truck.
Okay.
So we're looking at possibly funding one truck for the town of Parrish.
Correct.
The USDA grant.
Community Facilities Loan Grant Program. And I can email you a link to it if you like.
Well, I'd like to have had something in black and white to look at, but it's too late for that. So if it's a $250,000 truck, shall we say, what will the grant cover?
There's no good answer to that until we start the application and we talk to Eric Johnson. They won't tell you what the formula is prior to applying. My guess on a vehicle like that, and this is just my educated guess based on other projects I've done, somewhere between 20 and 30,000. We're going to seek the maximum, and the fact that you guys are at hardship might increase that, but I always like to be conservative in my estimates.
So if we're talking for information right now. Anybody else have any questions or anything? What kind of a truck is it? Do we get to specify the kind, or I know you get the pieces on it, but like a Ford or a whatever, do we get to say that?
We are required to provide three estimates to the USDA in the application, and Craig has secured those estimates. I have those.
So what kinds of trucks are they?
For the life of me, I've got like 10 of these projects going. I can't remember to save my life. I can forward that all to you tomorrow in an email. They're what's standard for the industry. When you start getting into the add-ons and things like that, that's not necessarily like the truck may be Ford, it may be Peterbilt, it could be anything. But when you start getting into the add-ons for the plows and the salters, those are done by different companies that do that, and it's various manufacturers. Nothing you'd know.
Okay. All right.
No, I.
Anybody have any questions for Jay?
I like the way he's talking here.
It's a good program. I mean, I'm doing one for a fire truck right now that's $500,000. And we also had to compare this, and I have to compare the interest rates with banks. So I took it to two banks to see, because the USDA requires that. That's another thing they require. And the interest rates are higher than 1.75, and they certainly don't want to give between 10 and 15 years for a loan on a truck of this type. So you'd have to pay more in interest in a shorter time span. The nice thing about USDA is you're stretching that payment out for your taxpayers, and nobody else gives grants. I mean, there's no bank giving a grant.
Okay, so we could go from 10 to 15 years. Is Craig there?
Right somewhere. Here.
Craig, how the last group of trucks that we bought, how many years did we take the loans out for?
7 years.
Seven.
The last two.
That's pretty standard with a bank.
Okay.
5 to 7.
Well, my problem is if I go 10 to 15 and it falls apart, yeah, I'm still paying for it. You know, if it falls apart in
right,
less than 10 or 15 years. I can't understand you.
You're only paying like $20,000 or $30,000 if your grant goes through.
Right.
Okay, wait. I thought the grant was paying $20,000 to $30,000. You're saying we're paying $20,000 to $30,000. The grant picks up the rest.
No.
No. It's the other way around.
Correct.
Okay.
The other way around. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. John, Doug, got any questions?
No.
No.
Okay, so later on, is after this public hearing, if we choose to vote on it, what are we voting on, Jay?
I think you already voted on, I think you already passed a resolution for me to make the application previously.
Right, but I understand that I've got to do something to pass another resolution, or no?
No. Basically, there's a form that I would send to the town. Basically, it's a USDA, it's kind of a boilerplate form that shows that we had the meeting. And it says, you know, who from the town was, you know, present for the meeting. And, you know, that gets certified by the town clerk. That's got to be part of the application, as does the public posting. That's really about it. I mean, if you want to, I'm pretty sure you guys passed a resolution authorizing me to apply. If you need to do it again, that's fine. It doesn't need to be part of the application. But if you want it to be, that's fine.
No, I just was told that we were supposed to pass some kind of resolution tonight, and that's why I was asking the question.
Yeah, I thought you already passed it. If you haven't, then you probably should.
We did already.
Yeah. So I thought.
We did. So we don't have to do it. So any timeline on when we would know if this is going to work out for us?
The application is essentially done. My staff and I have already prepared it. There's some things I got to look at to make sure everything, you know, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. We would then, you know, obviously we're not going to submit it to USDA until we talk to the town. But if you want to look over the application, that's fine. We submit it to USDA. These are pretty quick. The only thing is you're going to wait 10 months to a year to get this truck. So even if everything's approved and finalized and done and USDA funds it, that truck's not going to be here overnight. It's going to take a while. That's typical. And there's the cat. My apologies.
That's okay. My dog is sleeping on the couch. So when would we hear from USDA?
Oh, probably pretty quick. When I put in the application, you'd probably hear within 30 days or less from Eric Johnson up in Watertown.
Okay. Will this have any effect on the water district because we're doing USDA? No.
Okay. Two separate programs. That's RD Apply, and this is a completely separate program through USDA. No effect.
Appreciate your finding this for us. Guys, are you all okay with this to move forward?
I am.
Yep. Doug, John Dunham, are you okay with it?
Yes.
And then Doug said yes, and Richard said yes, and I said yes. Okay. Any other questions from the public regarding this, the possibility of us getting a town truck through USDA and a grant? I guess not. So, Jay, thank you for taking the time.
Basically, you can just close out this part of the meeting. I make notes that there was nobody from the public, and I will have that information to you. I'll send you a link. I will send that form to the clerk for her to sign off on.
Okay, so we're all set. If you could just send us that info in an email,
absolutely,
I'll make copies for the board.
Yep, just make sure somebody notes the time that you close the hearing, and I'm good. Thank you.
I haven't closed it yet. I don't even know what time it is. Where the heck is my clock? Oh, it's 6:21.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions from anybody? No? Okay, so then I'll just close the hearing part because we're going to continue on with our meeting at 6:30. So we'll take a recess till 6:30. Thank you, James. Have a nice Christmas.
Oh, same to you and everybody else. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a good
take
night.
Care. Yep.
Night.
What?
I made a motion to close the hearing.
Okay, thank you. All in favor? Opposed? Abstained? Carried. Thank you. So we'll take a recess until 6:30, and then we'll start the regular meeting.